From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The United Nations Security Council is condemning an Israeli attack on an International Aid flotilla that led to at least 9 deaths this week. The raid took place off the coast of the Gaza Strip as a convoy of ships tried to break Israel's blockade of Gaza. In a formal statement, the Security Council also demands Israel immediately release ships and civilians captured during the raid. For the first time in 3 years, Egypt has reopened its border with Gaza, prompting large crowds of Palestinians to rush to the crossing. The Egyptian government says it will keep that border open for several days to allow aid into the area. BP is moving forward with plans to capture the oil and gas leaking out of the well in the Gulf of Mexico. The company is also thinking about ways to keep operating even in the event of a hurricane. NPR's Richard Harris reports.
Robotic submarines are working 5,000 feet below the sea surface as BP prepares to build a device to capture oil and gas as it spews from the broken well. The submarines will need to slice off a bent-over riser pipe to make way for the lower marine riser package. It is supposed to pipe the oil and gas to a ship on the surface. BP has also decided to modify some of the gear on the seafloor they used in the failed Topkill effort. That gear will be adapted so it can provide a second pipe to the surface, and this one will be engineered so BP can continue to collect the spewing oil even during a hurricane. Hurricane season starts today and runs through the summer. BP says it probably won't be able to stop the flow of oil and gas entirely until a new well is drilled, and that will take until at least August. Richard Harris, NPR News.
Nervous investors got some better-than-expected news today about the health of the U.S. economy. NPR's Chris Arnold reports on the latest numbers on construction and manufacturing.
The stock market has been beaten down because of worries about economic problems in Europe. But here in the U.S., the economy continues to show signs of recovery.
I think these are good numbers that indicate that despite volatility in the market, the economic recovery continues.
Craig Thomas is a senior economist at PNC Financial Services Group. He says that the latest numbers on construction spending showed growth both in residential and commercial real estate, and the so-called ISM index showed an expansion across the manufacturing sector, with 16 of 18 industries reporting growth.
This is very squarely in expansion territory. All the things that you want to see, production, orders, look very strong.
Manufacturers are continuing to hire more workers as well. Chris Arnold, NPR News.
On Wall Street, starting to see slow but steady gains. At last check, the Dow was up 16 points at 10,148. NASDAQ Composite down, though, 6 points at 2,251. S&P 500 down 4 at 1086. This is NPR News. U.S. officials believe al-Qaeda's number 3 leader is dead. Al-Qaeda itself says Abu al-Yazid, also known as Sheikh Said al-Masri, has been killed. The U.S. won't say whether he was the victim of a U.S. drone aircraft strike, but Yazid's death may not significantly slow al-Qaeda's terrorist activities, as NPR's Paul Brown reports.
Yazid is also known as Sheikh Said al-Masri. He's believed heavily involved in planning and funding the 9/11 attacks in the U.S. Paul Wilkinson of the Center for the Study of Terrorism and Political Violence says al-Qaeda has bounced back in the past when leaders are killed, and this may be no exception. He says decapitating al-Qaeda's leadership isn't enough.
Ways must be found of halting the donations from wealthy Saudis and others.
Wilkinson says that's a big challenge because the people funding al-Qaeda and some other terrorist groups believe God is on their side as they try to create an Islamist superstate. He says they're willing to pour money into al-Qaeda indefinitely. Paul Brown, NPR News.
French President Nicolas Sarkozy is pledging to fight for more African influence in world politics. Presiding over France-Africa summit in Nice this week, Sarkozy says there's no reason why no African country has a permanent seat on the UN Security Council given its potential for vast economic growth in the coming decades. The 40-year-old son of former ABC News anchor Ted Koppel has been found dead in New York. Cause of death is under investigation. There's been no official statement from the family. Koppel was a longtime anchor of ABC News Nightline and is an NPR news analyst. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.